This is Five People Who Heard the Bantha Story, a Star Wars Rebels fanfic written by Cantorina and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG and is Jen, with additional tags for Five Times Fic, Team is Family, Space Family, Banter, Oral Tradition, The Enduring Legacy of Elsewise Sky's the Limit. This is the 22nd story in the series, A Little Less Attitude and a Little More Altitude, and is inspired by The Milk Run, written by Shannon Phillips.
So then he says, five fathers and a tauntaun.
It was a really good night, Hera thought, watching her crew laugh long and loud at the punchline of Zeb's story. They had finished a questionably legal cargo run earlier in the day, and were docked for repairs at an equally questionable spaceport awaiting their next job. Even Sabine had joined them tonight. She'd only been aboard the Ghost for a few weeks, but had already proved herself a valuable field agent. As a travel companion, though, she was still closed off and guarded. Never rude, but never spending more time with them than was strictly polite. Hera hadn't been sure she'd stay until 3 days ago, when Sabine had awkwardly asked if Hera wouldn't mind if she painted her room. Hera was itching to get a look at what was happening in there, but was biding her time, waiting for an invitation. As they started to settle down, Hera shot a warm, smug look at Kanan. "You should tell them about the milk run."
"No, no way," he said. "I'm still trying to forget that job."
"The milk run," said Sabine, from where she was cleaning her weapon on the far side of the small table.
"Is that code for something?"
Hera smiled and shook her head. "More like an in-joke. It was one of the earlier jobs Kanan and I took together."
"It was a disaster. We're lucky we got out of it in one piece with the cargo intact," said Kanan, affecting grumpiness.
But Hera knew him well enough by now to know he was warming to the memory.
"We were flat broke," Hera said. "Situation is normal, then?" said Zeb, interrupting.
And Kanan punched him lightly on the arm. Hera started again. "We were flat broke, as usual, so I found us a run that would keep us going for a while longer." Kanan rolled his eyes.
"She told me we were transporting someone important from Raydonia to Tanab."
"Well, we were."
"Wait," Sabine said. And Hera's heart leapt as Sabine put down her gun and turned her whole attention toward them.
"You said cargo earlier."
Kanan sighed, put upon.
"She's getting to that."
Hera took them through meeting Elsie, glossing over the worst details of their capture by the Rhodian pirates, though they all knew that Zeb and Sabine had a pretty good idea of what that kind of situation looked like. She told them about how she'd claimed to be a bratty dignitary's daughter to get them out of the cell, and Kanan nudged his foot with hers when she left out her father's name and let them assume it was all a lie. "So here I am. I've finally programmed the ship to feed too much power back into the stabilizers and tractors so the Ghost can break free and their ship is dead in the water, and I'm wondering how in the worlds we're going to fight our way past all those Rhodians when in comes Kanan." The ship rocked suddenly, and there was a long, silent moment where they all braced to see if another wave was coming.
"Everybody to your stations," Hera said. "Chop, what was that?"
As they split up, Zeb and Kanan already heading for the gun turrets, Hera and Sabine toward the cockpit, Hera sighed. "We were having such a nice night, too." Chopper and Ezra were in the common area when Kanan walked in, laughing over a projection.
"Chop, how did you even get that?"
Kanan said, as soon as he recognized it.
The little astromech laughed, waving his arms in the air, before trundling out of the room more smugly than a droid should have been able to. It was lucky Kanan didn't scrap him.
"Kanan," Ezra said, eyes wide.
"Why didn't you tell me about this? This is the single greatest thing you've ever done." Kanan crossed his arms.
I hope that's not true. I hope I've done more important things than ride a bantha out of a bad situation.
Ezra stared at him. Kanan, you rode a bantha into battle and won. Kanan sighed long and deep.
They were crouched behind a row of shipping containers, blaster bolts flying over their heads.
Kanan and Hera ever tell you about the milk run?
Zeb said to Rex, who was firing his blaster back the way they'd come.
Is now really the time? Said Kanan, deflecting a lucky shot back toward the stormtroopers.
Always time for a bit of levity, Commander, said Rex,
dropping two imps in quick succession.
Is this story ever going to die? Said Kanan, wishing desperately that it would.
I hope not, said Ezra, grinning cheerfully.
Hera was putting Jason to sleep when the door chimed.
Someone's here, Mom, he said, popping back upright about as quickly as Hera had expected him to.
She sighed, but there was no use for it now.
Come on, Masarin. Let's see who it is.
Jason hopped out of bed, taking off at a dead run for the door to their quarters. He had to be tired. She certainly was. But Jason was always as likely to fall asleep leaning against a door waiting on her, in the fresher or even mid-step, as he was in bed. She let him go, not worried about who might be knocking at their door deep inside the Yavin 4 base.
Uncle Zeb, she heard as she walked out of Jason's small bedroom, just in time to see Jason launch himself at Zeb. He caught him easily, swinging Jason up over his head. Laughter filled the room.
I'd appreciate it if you didn't get him so riled up at bedtime, Harris said, but she wasn't angry. Zeb and Kallus had been off-world for weeks, and it was good to see them.
I heard it was someone's birthday last week,
Zeb said, kneeling as he set Jason back down on the ground. Even so, he loomed large over Jason, but neither of them seemed to mind. Hera looked over at Kallus and hello, and she saw the warmth she knew was in her expression there, too.
I got him out of Y-Wing, said Jason.
It was a gift from Wedge, said Hera, putting a hand in Jason's hair. Never too early to get them interested in flying.
With you as his mother, Kallus said. I doubt that was ever in any danger.
Hey, he might have taken after his father, she said. It wasn't so painful to talk about Kanan these days.
He should be so lucky, said Zeb,
sincere as she'd ever heard him. Hera squeezed his arm affectionately, drawing him up. Come on in. I was putting Jason to bed, but we can make an exception for the best uncles in the galaxy.
Jason cheered and took hold of Kallus and Zeb's tunics, tugging them toward the sitting area.
They smiled fondly at each other over Jason's head, and Hera thought, again, that they'd be good parents someday if they decided they wanted that for themselves.
Uncle Zeb, Uncle Alexander, will you tell me a story about Dad?
Well, said Kallus, you do have your father's sense of timing.
Here, he said, holding out a lumpy package he'd been holding under one arm.
Happy belated birthday.
Jason whooped, and then threw himself bodily at the gift, tearing into the paper.
What do you say when someone brings you a... Hera said, but stopped dead in her tracks when Jason pulled a stuffed bantha toy from the wreckage of the wrapping paper.
You didn't, said Hera, barely holding back laughter.
My only regret is that it's not big enough to ride, said Zeb solemnly.
I guess you were in on this, too, Hera said to Kallus.
Oh, I assure you, the incident in full has been relayed to me.
Well, then, I guess we'd better fill in Jason. Hera turned to her son, who was prancing the bantha along the floor.
Jason, honey,
Would you like to hear a story about me, your dad, and a bantha named Elsewise Sky's the Limit? After that, it's time for bed.
Kanan would have been complaining if he'd been here, but he'd have wrapped his arm around Hera's waist and pulled her close and told the story to their son.
A story about Dad? Jason said, finally looking up.
You bet, said Hera, and started in on the telling.
The end. Reader's notes.
Happy 8th Putfic anniversary to me! Also, extra large, extra effusive thank you to Shannon Phillips for writing The Milk Run in the first place and inspiring this, and to Cantarina, who basically held this hostage until I finished watching Rebels. I'd been putting off watching the finale for days and days and days, and then this was sort of dangled in my face. You don't get to see the final version of it until you actually watch the finale. So, that happened. And also, we are using this story to celebrate my 8th Podfic anniversary. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around all this time and following me into my many and diverse Podfic fandoms over the last 8 years. Thank you for listening, which is kind of fun because it's like, how many times did the story get told? And you're listening to me tell the story about the story being told, and very meta. I love it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.